Some have called him the forgotten founding father. Have you, too, forgotten about the man who was president before George Washington? We dig into our history books to the founding of the nation on this edition of The American Countryside. This is Andrew McRae inviting our listeners to join me on a railroading tour of the Canadian Rockies featuring agricultural highlights August 3rd to August 12th. Fly to Calgary and experience breathtaking views on our train journey to Vancouver aboard Via Rail's Canadian. Then a scenic ferry ride takes us to historic Victoria and the Bouchard Gardens. Agricultural features include Vandermeulen greenhouses and Golden Ears cheese crafters. All airfare, great hotels, and more are included. Call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
He's a founding father, but did you forget about him?
So John Jay actually is what we consider the forgotten founding father. Historians actually rank him seventh generally among the first 10 founders. He was never president like George Washington. He didn't die in a duel like Alexander Hamilton, but he actually was incredibly influential in the founding of our nation.
Heather Iannucci is the historic site manager at John Jay Homestead State Historic Site.
He was born in New York in 1745. His family was a family of merchants. They were actually French Huguenots, and they moved to Rye, New York.
Young John Jay went to Manhattan to study at today's Columbia University.
So John Jay actually didn't sign the Declaration of Independence, not because he didn't believe in the colonies seeking independence. He didn't happen to be in Philadelphia at the time. He was actually engaged in political work in New York at the time.
And before there was President George Washington, there was President John Jay.
So he was actually elected as president of the Continental Congress, which was our earliest form of colonial government here, independent from the British. So he was involved in ruling what was the early form of the United States for about a year.
John Jay's life of public service still had many chapters to be written. He would accomplish other firsts for the new nation before he retired here to the countryside north of New York City. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Katona, New York, I'm Andrew McRae.